the Derby seems to be on a lot of people's minds. Some people won some shekels, some didn't. Some really prospered. If you had country house in there at 65-1, you really made out. So let's see what you guys, the people of Southwest Florida, think. Here's Lee in Fort Myers. You're up next here on the Sheeman and Shepherd Show with Pete and Chris today on 99.3 ESPN. Hey, Lee.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, love the show.
Thanks. Thank you so
just
much.
Just real quick comment there on the Kentucky Derby. I'm not an avid race fan that watches a lot. You know, I probably watch the 3 races a year.
Yep, me too.
And you know, aside from the whole betting aspect of it, I was disappointed. I didn't think that really it could have been a disastrous move. I understand that, but to disqualify that
maximum
horse,
security,
I don't think was the correct way to do. And I think it tarnished the race, the game a little bit. And again, I only watched the 3, but I can tell you 2 horse races I won't be watching here in the next month.
Yeah, Preakness and the Belmont. Yeah, I think, you know what, I think a lot of, you know, the casual fan might be in your corner, Lee, but they've already said, and it's too bad because you're right, maximum security, they've already said, the West family said they're not going to race them in Pimlico in a couple of weeks on the 18th. That's a shame.
That is a shame, and I'm sure, you know, I heard that they decided, you know, that's not the best thing to do, you know, on a short 2 weeks, you know, to race a horse that hard in those type of big races, but... I think he's trying to make a point as well.
Yeah. All right, Lee. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Well, hope you didn't lose any money. But the thing is,
because look, man, like most of the people listening right now, they're not avid watchers of horse racing, right? There are the guys like me and you that are gonna throw a couple shekels on 3 races a year because they're big events. It's a sporting event. It's not a horse race. It's a sporting event at that point. So we say, you know, you can't make that call in that spot right there. Well, if it's a, you know, to take it to a sport that I think everybody listening to our show, you know, take it to the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a black and white call like holding, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say that it's a holding that keeps that puts the Patriots in the Super Bowl, right? And keeps the Chiefs out. Just so that there's backlash, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are we upset that there's a holding call, that a flag is thrown on a potential game-winning touchdown? Like, are we upset because of the position that it's in?
Well, I'll give you an example.
If it's illegal, it's illegal, though.
I'll give you another example, though. It's a good example, and it's 2 other ones. In the NBA, the ref swallows a whistle in the 4th quarter sometimes, which doesn't, depending on what court. And in the NHL, we have this discussion all the time, where you'd never blow the whistle in overtime. It's got to be really something overly egregious.
But
tripping is tripping.
But
you know, and the refs have done a better job, at least in the NHL, over the last decade, of correcting that, because there were times, Chris, in overtime in hockey, you could do everything but stab the guy with a stick and it wouldn't be called. And now a trip should be a trip. I mean, if you blatantly trip somebody.
We were that way in basketball as well, where when you got to crunch time in a playoff game in the 90s,
ref swallows
they were not calling it. They're not blowing the whistle. But does that make it right?
Same thing. And we saw
because
it this year.
I will still contend, War of Will, I still think, was winning that race. He was coming. Mm-hmm. He was moving up hard, and his momentum was clearly stopped by maximum security. Clearly, I mean, his nose runs into maximum security's butt.
I got a picture of it. I got a snapshot of it.
So I don't know how. You have to call it at that point. You have to. It's your job.
Yeah.
You have to. It's not. It probably isn't the popular call as well. You're taking a horse that was 4.5-1.
Yeah,
9-2,
5-1,
5-1, 9-2, and you're replacing it with a 65-1 long shot. Like that's not going to go over well with most of the betting public. So you know you're going to piss off that group of people.
It's not the
popular call, but it's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. But I'm just wondering how many times in the previous, at least the ones, say the last, just go to the last 50 years, even not 144. Yesterday, Saturday was the 145th. Let's go back 50 years. I would love to see every single race again, start to finish, lined up. If I had 50 TVs in a row, and tell me that you haven't seen more bumping that went on. As I agree, the call was made. Yep, there's no doubt about it. But I just think it should have been called. It's never been called before, ever. And Israel, horrific condition, absolute horrific conditions. I don't think there was any malice intent at all by the jockey on maximum security at all. It just was, it's a horse race in the freaking mud, slop. And they call something that's never been done in the history of the sport for that particular race.
Right, the history of that race.
The history of that race. 144 previous runnings, never been happening.
Right, and 239 texting in, kind of echoing my sentiment, what's hard for most people is the horses directly affected by the bumping were not the horses awarded the win. Mm-hmm. That's where my lack of knowledge, my ignorance with horse racing comes into play here. How can they say, okay, this happened, what, with a quarter mile left in the race?
Yeah.
This happens with a quarter mile left in the race. We're going to take our expertise and what? Just say, okay, everybody moves up a spot? Because that's in essence what they did.
Yeah.
Second became first, third became second, fourth became third. Like it moved up.
And you know, like Gus said, you know, the jockeys challenged it, so they you don't see that a lot. I don't know what you learn. Of course the jockey's gonna say.
But what's crazy is it wasn't the jockey of War of Will that challenged
it.
It was the two horses on the outside that were the jockeys challenging the ruling.
Yep. Absolutely. So anyway, we're taking your calls on at 239-337-3776. And
I'm glad because when we talked with Gus Alonso earlier today, you brought up, you know, why bring in the jockeys?
Yeah.
Like, I know what they're going to say.
Yeah.
They're going to say, I got screwed or I didn't do anything wrong.
Yep.
You know, when the officials huddle up, they don't huddle up and then go, hey, Sean McVay, come on over here. No, you too, Pete Carroll. Yeah, come on over. Let's talk this out as a group. No, that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
right.
But 22 minutes, it took Barbara Gordon, the head steward, 22 minutes to come to the decision. First time in history. I'll give her a lot of credit. That takes guts, what she did. Absolute guts, what she did. So
I guess it's the process that I'm more.
Well, that's just. I mean, look. Like
than
I
the
said,
actual call. Like, if you're telling me that, and by every horse racing expert that I've heard today, it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Like it's
just not called a lot. It's never been called in this race before. That's why I said. I promise you, there are more egregious faux pas than that that have happened in the Kentucky Derby over the last 100 years. I guarantee it. I just wonder why they chose this particular time at this particular the way that track was a slop house. And yes, and I will stipulate that could have been a major tragedy. The jockey on War of Will was amazing what he did to pull up. It was a very classy thing to do what he did. He probably saved lives doing what he did, more than likely. But let's hear your reaction. 239-337-3776, 239-337-3776. Chris is in Naples up next here on Cheeseman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. What's up, Chris?
I say ahoy, guys, and I say that because, you know. But listen, I love your show.
Thanks.
Here's something I don't think you guys are considering. I am not I'm a casual horse racing fan. That's the only three races I pay attention to, and only because, you know, we all know the history of the Triple Crown. We just had one, but it had been blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware, and I'm sure you are to some degree, all the deaths that have been happening out at the Santa Anita race.
I brought it up earlier. It's a bad look, and I know what you're going to say to Chris, and the hypocrisy is they're so concerned about jockey safety and horse safety. Okay, then why are you having 19 horses race the biggest field ever on that slop house of a track? I mean, that's not concern for jockeys and horses. That's money.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. All I'm suggesting is that this is kind of the NFL player who gets caught beating somebody, you know, somewhere, and then they come back and, you know, they show contrition and then, hey, I'm so sorry. And as long as you say that, everything's good. So in my opinion, I think that the owners came together and said, oh, well, look, we could have, like you said, we could have had to put a couple of horses down here because of this. Mm-hmm. Well, this is them taking their stand. They got to. You know, this is the moral fist in the air that, you know, hey, we can't let this happen. This is unsafe. When it's all just a big pile of horse crap.
Yeah. So, yeah. Look, Chris, I think you're onto something. I think a lot of people feel like you do.
Yeah. And we've talked about that with the NFL specifically, not with off the field stuff, but with helmet to helmet, right? Like that pendulum naturally swings so far the other way when there's public outcry, especially in today where, you know, you can't really escape it.
Yeah.
Go on social media. You cannot escape it. So, yeah, there's probably some there.
But it's not. It's too bad because not that Country House isn't going to do well in the Preakness. I don't know what's going to happen with him in a couple of weeks, or if he's even going to run in it. Who the hell knows? But I know Maximum Security is definitely not going to run in it, and I think it's going to take away from the sport. I think even with this controversy, it would have really added to the drama if he had raced. They said he was going to race at Pimlico at the Preakness in 2 weeks, but less than 2 weeks now. But it's not going to happen. It's a shame because that would have been the highest rated horse race viewing ever.
It is for the. It's a shame for the sport, right? Because you don't get all those extra eyeballs on it. But Maximum Security, his owner, his trainer, they owe absolutely nothing to the Triple Crown, and I think that even if that horse could turn it around in 2 weeks and be back on the track and have a legitimate shot to win, they would not do it. And I don't blame them for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't either.
Because you're putting money in their pockets.
Yeah.
I know it's not the same people. They're different tracks and all that, but it's all part of the Triple Crown.
Yep. All right. 239-337-3776. 239-337-3776. Rich is in Naples. Up next here with Sheeman and Shepard, Pete and Chris in the house today. What's up, Rich?
Hey, I'm not a big avid race fan like the rest of the couple callers that were just there, but Saturday I was thrilled to death. I bet once a year on horse races, on these three races. I throw $20 for my wife, myself, and my two boys, and everybody picks a horse. My oldest son picked Maximum Security, and my youngest one didn't get back to me. He's I'll call him a country kind of guy, a redneck, so I picked the horse for him. What do you think I picked?
Country House.
Country House.
Absolutely.
65-1.
Crazy.
Oh, my God. That was what? $1,400 bucks?
$1,400 bucks. My oldest son's going crazy. I won. When Maximum Security crosses the line, my youngest son says to me, oh, my horse came in third or second.
Yeah.
So two minutes later, he's jumping up and down that he won $1,400 on a $20 bet.
Wow. That's awesome. So did your son know that he won?
He knew after. He's a fireman in Immokalee, so he was working.
Okay.
But as soon as I got on the phone and told him, he's getting married in November. I just told him he's going to the marriage pool.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome story. That's great, Rich. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.